Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Class Action is a production of iHeartRadio and Sound Argument.
Bite my little sister.
Well, that would be cute.
What, fingers and hands?
But
wait, we don't have
Jasmine.
I was gonna leave without Jasmine.
Well, where is she?
Where is she?
Is she buying more
Jack printing stuff?
Oh. Wait,
we're missing Jasmine.
We're missing Jasmine.
Call him.
No.
Hi, where are you?
He's cold, he's in shorties.
Oh, AJ's driving.
It's 12 o'clock.
Where's Jasmine? Yeah. Like, he's driving right now.
Do you remember the rule?
No.
We're leaving at 12.
Okay. She says she's walking out of Rada.
Tell her not to hurry. Tell her not to hurry.
Tell her to run.
He said you have to run.
No, don't do that to her.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, there she is.
Oh, there she is. She's in the
run.
Full Gap.
Tell her to run faster.
She's neon blue Gap.
She's in a full-on tracksuit. She was meant for this moment.
I actually thought she was in the medical school.
She's ready for the game, coach.
My sister all the time.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone.
Yes.
All right, here we go. On the road again. Can't wait to get back on the road again. Come on, everybody, sing along.
My love is making music with my heart.
Right, that's good. You should go to karaoke.
I don't know.
Well, now that we asked you what song
is. I'm so sorry, what? Jasmine's just mad because she doesn't understand Wordle.
I don't have it, so when it comes in, it's just like stickers.
It was my first time. So right now, I have no idea where we are. I just woke up from a nap. But we're on our way to Houston. And we stopped at a Buc-ee's. Classic. Must do in Texas. Apparently, they have the best convenience store barbecue sandwiches in the state. But it's just miserable outside. I mean, it is gray. Like, I've never seen Texas be gray before. But we are moving and grooving to Houston.
He's coming.
Jasmine brought, like, 17 different outfits.
Jackets, dude.
It was at least four winter coats.
You probably got an entire wardrobe.
That leather coat completes the look.
What did you just say?
What? For one night, you brought that coat, Jasmine.
So you gonna be Jack Sparrow on us?
I'm watching the news. Chernobyl just fell to the Russians, so
for
that's
real?
Fun. Yeah. Chernobyl, the site of the nuclear disaster. The Russians just took it. So they're still moving south. So this is the stuff that interests
building?
Chernobyl. Yeah, they took Chernobyl.
Uh-huh. You know, the energy in this van is positive and uplifting to get rid of my anxiety.
Don't ask me then, because I'm glued to this stuff right now.
Use the left two lanes to keep left I-10 east.
Wow, is that like a Wendy's ago?
How is Wendy's still in business?
I love Wendy's. They're Frosties.
They're
nuggets.
They're
fries.
They're nuggets and fries.
Frosties so
they're Frosties.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've never had their
what?
They're
good.
The little one, you can get one this big.
Yeah. For like a dollar. Yeah.
Why
good.
Would you ever get a Frosty when you can just get a Blizzard at Dairy Queen?
No,
ooh,
I
need
to do Blizzard. Stuff in there. I like Frosty better.
after the disappointing loss at the Best of Texas competition.
So we lost that round?
We lost that round. 2-1. We did.
The St. Mary's trial team, it's back together, only this time without Mariella. And they're en route to the highest stakes tournament of the year, the regional bracket of the national trial competition. 11 schools start out on Friday, but only two will survive and advance to nationals on Sunday. By that time, for everyone else, the season will be over. And while this isn't the first rodeo for St. Mary's, it is the first time they'll be competing live this season.
Welcome to the Harris County Civil Courthouse.
You should know about this room, because this conference room is where there's always going to be bottle water, there's going to be coffee in the morning here, there's going to be lunch as well.
The law students are all dressed up for a swanky happy hour that's on the docket for tonight. The only table available to St. Mary's, though, is smack dab in the center of the room, where all of the other teams can check them out.
Yeah, no, I think the happy hour after.
Yeah, I think we just chill here.
Judge Christine Weems, the competition host, leaves the students to fend for themselves. She pulls all of the coaches into a conference room to sort out the rules and to draw up the matchups.
So we do a 4-round prelim just because I hate 3-round prelims. I'm very bitter. I got on the losing end of a 3-round prelim in law school like 25 years ago, and I still hold a grudge about it.
She's not bitter.
Back in the main room, it's awkward. The St. Mary's team tries to act cool.
Yeah, you never heard of
them? Unique New York.
That's a good one.
It's hard. Unique New York. Just to help you, like, enunciate your words before you speak.
Just like toy boat.
She does red leather, yellow leather.
There's a lot of side-eye glances, silent judgments, and forced small talk, except from Cole Davila.
If you, let's say you hacked into a nuclear reactor, you could scram the reactor, which shuts down the plant, cutting off power.
That's not very good for the civilians.
Rules like that are easy when everything's going good, and then it goes bad.
But these are competitors, and they are on high alert for any smack talk from the other schools, especially from their arch nemesis, Baylor University.
My name is Christopher Grant. I am the young Padawan to the Jedi Master, Chris Ruiz.
Christopher Ruiz, this is my fourth tournament on behalf of Baylor. I competed in undergrad, so I've been repping Baylor for 7 years now. It's a great experience. Really enjoy it and looking forward to this tournament.
An hour goes by, and the coaches? Well, they're oblivious to what their suffering students are going through.
Nope, can't do that. 163 can't play 162. Pick a different one. That one I know. 163 versus 235. Can we do that?
Yes, ma'am.
I feel like a team consensus is that we are a little bit, just like a tiny bit starving.
Just a tiny bit starving.
But how long you guys left for the coaches conference, and we thought like that was the happy hour, so we were like, bring on the tapas. No tapas.
Okay. That's the opening rounds. I'll put all this on the website.
It's late, it's freezing, and it's raining. The tapas and the fashionable cocktails at the happy hour are going to waste. This whole let's get together and bond with your fellow law student thing, well, it's a total bust.
I mean, the other option is y'all just go back to the hotel now and get pizza.
Like, right? I will literally pay for
pizza. I prefer that.
We can
do that. I gotta go to the happy hour, but y'all can go back.
There was teams that didn't even show up to this.
This is episode 10 of Class Action, Any Given Sunday.
The excitement level for them is just huge, and it just makes all of our hearts grow, and it's why we do this.
It's extremely fast-paced once you're in the competition.
Bree Trevino and Ashley Emel oversee the national competition for the Texas Young Lawyers Association.
There's not a lot of time to think. Once you're in it, you just have to do what you know that you need to do and move forward. I think the competition setting is important for them to understand how to be good trial lawyers when the stakes are high, when there's the pressure on, when there's the stress to it as well.
This morning, I woke up at 4 and was stressing. I couldn't go back to bed. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to pass out. Like, I'm not sleeping enough and I have to go 2 rounds. Like, what if that happens? And then Andy woke up finally and I'm like, Andy, she's like, no, we're switching. And I was like, okay.
So my main job is just to make sure all those cats are herded at the beginning, make sure they're on track.
Coach Jason Goss comes across like a good old boy, but just below the surface, he's hell-bent on a trophy. Jason was the star attorney on the last St. Mary's team to make it to Nationals way back in 2008.
But now I need y'all to win. I need y'all to have a killer instinct. I need you to go for the throat every time. Because if you don't, this will be the last mock trial that you ever do in your whole career. Everything rides on this weekend. You got to kill it.
South Texas is very good. I mean, they're always very good. St. Mary's always goes against South Texas and Baylor. Always. Every year. Since I've been here. Every year. And it's always hard. And that's good. And if you beat them, you feel really good.
Going both ways, some of the facts start to blur a little bit together, especially since some of the initial stuff and openings and crosses and directs kind of are similar questions, so it would throw me off. So I saw that I had 2 ties that are kind of similar in design. So sided gold is defense. I've always been told red is a prosecution color, so.
I think blue is a prosecution color.
Red.
Because we're the good guys.
Well, red is prosecution for me. So that's how I keep it straight.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last 1.5 years. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for 1 year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of 2 of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Calling to order cause number 18333, the state of Lone Star versus Timmy Williams. We're on the record. Does the state have any motions?
Yes, Your Honor. By way of background, the defendant in today's case, Timmy Williams, is being charged with possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver. Now, the defendant was found in apartment number 123, along with cocaine and other associated drug paraphernalia. Now, the apartment in question is listed under Tommy Williams, who's the defendant's brother.
Is there a response?
Yes, Your Honor. We are here today on a possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver, that controlled substance being cocaine. A key issue in today's case is who had actual care, custody, and control. It will be our defense that Tommy Williams was the one who had actual care, custody, and control.
That's when Officer Perez took the drugs from upstairs, walked them downstairs to a table where there was a scale.
So he took the cocaine from upstairs, brought it downstairs, placed it on this scale, and then took the photograph. It would be misleading the jury as it was manipulated and staged for this photograph to be taken.
After months on Zoom, Jasmine finally has the opportunity to take advantage of the dynamics of a real courtroom.
May I approach the witness?
You may.
Cole, who's normally pretty shy, can finally let loose.
I want to talk about that scale. You see that scale there?
Yes.
You didn't check that scale for fingerprints, did you?
No.
You didn't check that scale for cocaine residue, did you?
And, of course, Jasmine can have her hair just right. Her nails flawless, as she likes to say. Everyone is making eye contact with the witness, the judge, and the other team. It's a revelation.
It was the perfect example of delivery because it was manipulated.
In many ways, the defense case, it's juicier. They can argue that investigators rushed to judgment, that they staged the evidence. They didn't even read Timmy Williams' Miranda rights.
You didn't talk to anybody that day, did you?
No, I did not.
You didn't talk to anyone there any other time, did you?
No.
Prosecution's supposed to keep us safe, whereas the defense is supposed to keep the government in check. You have to keep the bad cops in check, and you have to hammer them hard. You didn't talk to the landlord of that apartment complex. You never tried to examine a lease agreement. You never tried to verify who actually owned apartment 123, did you? So there's this weird dynamic. You know, it sounds bad making an example because you don't want to go too far, but you also don't want to, you know, convict in the court of public opinion cop who did nothing wrong, but you might have to imply that they did something wrong in order to serve your client, so.
You can either choose to do what is right or what is easy. And the state has chosen to do what is easy. The members of the jury, we're asking you to do what is right. When you see that verdict form, to find Mr. Williams not guilty.
Thank you, counselors. At this point, we're going to submit the matter to the jury. And so we are in recess until that point. And off the record.
All right.
So, I mean, I feel good about him. You know, we'll just kind of see. It's going to be interesting because if they do well in these first two rounds, they're going to be going against the best in the third and fourth. And everybody's going to be knocking each other down. So that's a good thing.
It's a surprisingly good first day for the St. Mary's team. They win this round as well as the next, with Andy wearing her prosecutor's hat, ripping apart the key witness for the defense.
Mr. Williams, according to you, the scale in this photo isn't yours.
It is not.
According to you, the straws aren't yours.
No.
According to you, the little baggies aren't yours.
No.
And according to you, the cocaine isn't yours.
Nope.
And according to you, you're Tommy Williams, right?
No, according to me, I'm Timmy Williams.
But that's not what you told the police on the day that you were arrested.
That's accurate.
No further questions at this time.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm still waiting to hear from this round and this round to find out who the presiding judge is. But I know Bill Ford's presiding judge because I saw him on the bench in that one.
Okay.
It's the second day of the regional tournament, and head coach A.J. Bolito de Luna is volunteering to help Judge Weems with the scoring system. It's a complex job and something he's done throughout his career in the trial advocacy world. A.J. maintains his neutrality, but he can't help but be excited at how well his team is doing.
Our St. Mary's 2 team of Team 163, they're the ones that just swept that last round. They're facing the Baylor team, which is happens to be in first place. We have a tough matchup, but this is where we're supposed to be. You want to be in the arena with the big boys, right? With the big teams. That's where you want to be. You want to be playing against the best players. And the fact that they came out of the basement says a lot more about their character.
I really, really just hope that we like break this fake curse that everyone is talking, we haven't advanced in so long. Like, I really just want to be the team that does it. It's time. We've waited long enough and we know that we got it. So we just got to do it.
For Andy, Jasmine, and Cole, their entire season is on the line.
Your Honor, those of counsel, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, may it please the court. Two wrongs don't make a right, and three lies don't make a truth. In the end of this trial, my co-counsel is going to come before you, Ms. Andy Viscata, and she's going to go through all of the evidence that you saw today, and you're going to see the wrongs of the defendant and that the lies of the defendant don't make it true. And she's going to show you how we have met our burden of proof, and she will ask you to find the defendant, Timmy Williams, guilty.
Baylor is not fooling around. They bring in their A-team.
May it please the court. My name is Christopher Grant, and I'm proud to be here representing Timmy Williams. Just a moment ago, the state came before you, and they spent most of their time talking about the fact that Timmy Williams lied. Well, they're going to tell you over and over and over and over again that he's a liar. He's a liar. You shouldn't trust him.
Objection, Your Honor. I apologize, but this is getting into significantly argumentative territory for open
sustained.
In general, I am a fairly quiet person, keep to myself, and I don't confront people. Here, to me, it makes sense for me to be a little more snippy and a little more aggressive. You give me an assignment, I do it.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe it's because it's Baylor, or maybe it's the pressure or the threat of elimination, but it's obvious. These lawyers really don't like each other. The mascot for Baylor is the bear. For St. Mary's, it's the rattlesnake.
Yes, Your Honor. Mr. Williams, how many times would you say that you lied to law enforcement on the day that you were arrested? Mr. Williams, you told the law enforcement that day that you were talking. By doing that, you were also throwing your brother under the bus.
So the truth is, throughout the entire course of your investigation, you found no evidence Timmy Williams ever received any payment in exchange for drugs.
I found no money, correct.
You found no evidence Timmy Williams communicated with anyone whatsoever to buy or sell
any drugs. So you moved two pieces of key evidence with your bare hands. So Officer Perez, you staged this photograph.
I disagree with that. I didn't stage it.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we learned today that when Timmy Williams' back is against the wall, what he does is lie. Today, you have the power to deliver a verdict based on the truth. I ask that you find the defendant guilty today. May it please the court. It is a scary society for us to live in, to think that you can visit somebody's house, and because that somebody else has something incriminating upstairs, you could be found guilty. He had nothing to hide. That's what they told you. If he had nothing to hide, why lie? If he had nothing to hide, why would you ask, how do I get out of these charges? Why not say, wait, whoa, this has gone too far. I'm not Tommy, I'm Timmy. Those aren't my drugs.
Objection, Your Honor.
That isn't my...
I'm sorry to interrupt. I ask that it be stricken.
Just let's move along.
Yes, Your Honor. If he had nothing to hide, why lie?
Andy, your style is great. I knew from your face you didn't like my original ruling on the conversation. No, I mean, it's fine. And it's okay to be disappointed, right? It's fine. But I like the way you came back. And you came back in a very respectful way, and you had new evidence.
Andy, gosh, you're such a good advocate. Cole, also, man, both of you guys as a team, super professional. Christopher, you are an excellent storyteller. Daniela, you're a really good listener, but maybe don't get too aggressive right off the bat.
Am I talking too loudly? All right, so the part that you care about, these are the teams that are advancing in the semifinals for Region 10. Then the 333rd on prosecution will be Team 350, Baylor 2. Team 163, St. Mary's. And then the last team in the semifinal round will be in the 334th, team 349, Baylor 1. Versus team 162, St. Mary's. Y'all who broke, I'm sure y'all have work to do. For the rest of you who didn't break, we thank you so much for coming. Thank you,
She said what? No, I'm not waiting.
No, I'm proud of all y'all. I mean, I told you, all y'all are going to be here. Let's try.
Mama, we made it.
You made it.
Let's go. Wow, we out here, guys. We don't take L's, we give them.
We finally did it.
I was telling
We broke. We made it to the next round. We're going to the semifinals, and it's unreal. I'm so excited. So happy.
We can't remember when's the last time St. Mary's advanced two teams in this competition to the next round in a live competition. But the last time that we had two teams advance, especially the gauntlet that we went through, it's pretty amazing. So hopefully we're not done. Today, when they got in the van, they weren't going to lose. They did exactly what they needed to do against superb teams. So I'm ecstatic right now. But it's not good enough, is it? It's been since 2008 since we made it to the Nationals. We need them. We need them to do it. So I am cautiously optimistic.
So here's the thing. Tomorrow, when you go in, now it's for real. You lay it all out there, because the one thing you don't want to go back and say, I could have done more and I did because I was tired. What you want to say?
I'm worried about them waking up tomorrow and saying, oh my God, we're facing Baylor. Baylor's the best trial advocacy program in the country. They really are. Facing them is a big hurdle. We can't get to the national championship without getting through them. So it's going to be hard. It's going to be a hard day. They could do their best and still not win.
All right.
Don't accept the premise. Woo! What's up? If you win, I'm going to get a tattoo.
So we're going back to the hotel.
The team piles into the van and heads back to the hotel. Andy calls a team meeting in her room. Jasmine's already in her PJs and fuzzy slippers.
Wait, can I say the first thing?
Oh yeah, sure. Lead the meeting, Cap.
What can we do to better the round we had this morning? Because it was a good round, but we need to be great.
Jasmine.
Yeah.
Like today I was better at that.
Yeah, today okay. You were great. And you were just like, you were on it. Next level of that is like, yeah, Baylor's tomorrow. I don't think like we should get really psyched out about it, because like,
I'm not.
We did it today. And like, we did it today.
Cole, you lead pretrial. So if you don't mind.
I'll do that. I'm sorry.
You have to assert you're the anchor. You have to assert your dominance from the beginning. It's your time, it's your clock, it's your room, it's your trial, it's your case. Okay. Like tomorrow it's Baylor. So like, read the room, read the witness, read the judge, and apply your cross accordingly. But even if it has to be a soft cross, be like,
we're actually,
your job is done by noon, Jasmine. Think about that. Afternoon, you're like,
I just need to get it to you, and yeah. I'm good. Once we get it there.
But most likely, they're gonna switch it to cross. There's no way they gave St. Mary's two defenses and the semifinal round.
Awesome.
And they're not going to flip us in the after. It's weird. It's
maybe
weird.
It's because of my issues. I don't feel like...
Oh, Jesus.
I commit. You scream to everybody, love me. I scream, don't. I don't want you to love me, people.
That's
what
some,
it is.
There's some deepness there.
All right. I appreciate it. What do you think, Cole? How are you feeling?
Yeah, Cole, you actually have done the most work ever.
Like, you've been a straight-up gangster
G
every round.
Just gotta do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, like, Ethan!
You're the
gangster's
glue to-
my middle name!
You are the glue to this team.
You are the glue to this team. Without you, Jasmine and I would still be fighting about what to get at dinner.
Yeah, bad.
Bad.
Like, you make us better, each of us.
My dad was in the Marines a few years before I was born. My mom's father, he was in the Air Force. Military was just something I sort of grew up interested in. People would watch whatever TV shows, reality shows, or whatever. I'd be watching some military documentary or something like that, just because that's what I found interesting. So my dad, he's all for joining the military, very supportive of it. My biological father's the same way. He's put me in contact with people that he knows that were former JAG to talk to them and learn more about the program. My mom isn't as thrilled about it, that motherly protection kind of thing. She thought the JAG was a civilian thing where they just work for the military. She didn't realize it was actual military. So if I did JAG, it would be basic training, should be officer candidate school after that, and then JAG training. A lot of attorneys, a lot of law students at least, they need to be in charge, which is an inherently bad thing, but if you don't take orders from other people well, then military obviously isn't going to be good for you. Some people can be commanded, some people can't. Some people can step into leadership shoes, some people can't. It's just the way it is. I think I can, and hopefully the military agrees.
Morning.
Andy and I had some good conversations this morning just about the rounds and not like us as people, I guess, too. So I feel like we got pretty deep on sometimes. Just like not doing myself. You know, Andy's advice is like, don't try to be somebody you're not, basically. I'm not gonna get intimidated by case law. I'm not gonna get intimidated.
Amen.
Hell yeah.
That's it.
Itinerary today?
9 a.m. Win
semi.
Win championship.
Don't accept any of the promises that they give you.
Tell me more.
Huh?
Tell me your little three things.
No.
The law tries to codify equity. Your Miranda argument is strong. It should not be over, like, come by anything.
It doesn't.
Never
come to promise. Never
what?
Can you go through the record with me again? Don't hate me, please. Did you just call me?
I'm not gonna hate you. Listen, I have Emma. Right. I'm gonna have fun at 2 p.m. Just get us to 2 p.m.
Okay. Alternative suspect aspect of that.
Coach just told me the thing about me is I have like a, I think he said sweet disposition. Like I go up there and I'm like sweet and everything. Or not sweet, but like, I don't seem all aggressive, but then when it comes down to it, I can do it. The thing about that I love about the law is that the purpose is to obviously keep the community safe, but also to uphold justice and fairness. But I personally do know attorneys who are like that. They don't care about their clients, not one bit at all. I want to be a difference. Like if somebody were to hire me instead of this other attorney, that could like actually, you know, affect their case. I don't know what my purpose is. Like we're all finding it out every day, but I think one of my purposes has gotta be to make the world a better place, has gotta be to change lives because one attorney could really change a life.
Okay, I'll see y'all later.
I just want to remind you that we beat that girl in Best in Texas.
I know.
Okay.
So it's the two girls now, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so y'all know where to stand, you know where to do, you know all the stuff. This is fun. I mean, it's, you know, it's stressful, but it's fun. I mean, you know, all we can prepare you for is to break. Because once you're in the break rounds, you're always going against a school that's as good as you are. Because it doesn't matter who the advocates are. Y'all understand the program. You watched it all yesterday. So y'all went through it all yesterday. So it's only about what you, the little things that are happening and who your judges are. And so it's just, there's so many variables that right now we're just all hanging on for the ride. And you got to win to break. The whole idea is that the person who is calmest, the team who is most professional and the most calm is going to be the one that wins. The one who confidently goes through and does what they're doing is going to be the one that wins.
You got it. I got it. Yeah, you're right.
You know all of them. It's just style. Whatever feels right in that moment. Like, we could tell you, like, yeah, maybe just give it the
round. It helps me for just a second.
But it's really going to, like, yes,
Speak first. Strike first. Strike hard. Like, no mercy. Do not be chewing that gum.
I'm about to spit it out. I'm getting it all out.
Oh my god, it's crazy. Yarn.
Yarn.
So, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Your Honor.
So, this is going to be a good case. This is going to be a good opportunity for all of you advocates. I hear great things about you. So, my bailiff got fired because of bad attitude. So, do we have somebody to keep time for us?
Andy, who's kind of losing it at this point because she's dying to compete, volunteers.
I can go ahead and keep time for us.
Is that all right? So I have a new bailiff, finally. The last one only lasted 3 days. Apparently I'm a tyrant.
Andy takes a seat in the jury box. It's the perfect spot to keep an eye on her teammates.
Eventually, you did call the narcotics unit.
I did.
Because you had a dream that maybe one day I could move from being a patrol officer to the narcotics unit.
Yes.
Jasmine has kind of come into herself, and I think at the beginning she was very quiet and not sure of herself. And she has improved, like leaps and bounds. She's way better right now than she's ever been.
To be a bad person, Timmy lied because he was a victim of the system. But the state has based their entire case on these lies. If the detective on scene doesn't do their job, who else is supposed to? That's on the detective. That's on the state. To investigate properly. That is not the country that we live in today.
All four of you, just your movements were good. You anchored, you were repetition. You used each other's themes against each other. All of that was good. So again, congratulations on getting this far. It was very tough to judge. You know, there's got to be a winner and there's got to be a loser. And I can already tell you that there's a difference as to very small percentage as to who won and who lost, but all four of you won. So, congratulations.
It works right now,
344-2090.
I was trying to smile, but I can't be making faces at you with them watching me.
I wanted to cry, so maybe she doesn't like it.
No, I just can't be. I can't be like.
For real?
I can't. I couldn't smile at you.
Disappointed face, and I was like.
No, I was trying to like.
On my way to cry.
I was trying to be a bailiff. I was like, I can't react to this.
Yes.
What's going on right now?
How do you feel?
What's happening right now?
I feel like I stumbled in motions and like it just.
You
sure?
Okay.
I have no idea.
I'm gonna vomit.
Do you have any idea?
I'm gonna barf. I don't know. I thought presiding was with you the whole time. Even though he was like overruling stuff, like he was like he got a little gleam in his eyes, especially like when Cole was going. People love Cole. Judges love Cole, especially presidings. Just because he has that thing. You believe him. You believe him.
I don't know if the judges liked it or not. You know, you can't really tell by just comments alone, right? Sometimes a judge will crap on your team and just criticize you, and then you found out that they had you winning by 30 points. So we don't know until we get the ballots back.
Like, you killed them with kindness, exactly like we talked about. And, like, that's really powerful. And for them, yeah, they were trying to bully us. But the sun came out, and that's what I'm working with because I did manifest that for today. I did not look at the weather forecast. So, I mean, there's a chance. There's a chance.
I
And if there's a chance and we knocked out Baylor, we're gonna have a hoot.
We did the best, you think?
Yes.
It was a good round.
How did you feel?
I feel like, well, I'm gonna cry again. I feel like maybe I disappointed everybody.
No. Why do you think that?
Just because in motions, like I caught tongue-tied a little bit.
No, you didn't. Mm-mm.
You didn't call the defendant, Tommy.
They were like, pa, 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 and you were like,
several times.
Your Honor. Da 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 da. Like you were good.
It seemed like
no, you didn't seem shaky. You were calm because the whole entire time you were like, and you smiled. You went up there. You were like, okay, let's talk about it. I was like, yeah, we're killing them with logic today. Okay.
I thought it was great.
Okay. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
We're good. Right there.
Jerry's taking days to deliberate.
No, my heart is in my throat, which is my stomach is in my heart. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. I thought it was
right, everybody get somebody in the place a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm
having a lot.
I had to come up here. All right, did all the coaches come up?
Yeah.
I think so. Okay.
We're here.
All right, everybody. Some very, very well-fought battles. We are super proud of every one of y'all. Please, it's always hard because every time you advance, somebody's got to go home. And in this instance, obviously, four teams have to go home and four are moving on to the finals. These are the teams that are moving on into the finals, and there are two final rounds. In the 295th, on prosecution, it will be Team 349 Baylor versus Team 346 South Texas College of Law on defense. In the 333rd courtroom, Team 176 Texas will go prosecution against Team 163 St. Mary's. Congratulations to all of you. For those of you who do not advance, y'all want a six-pack of beer? Seriously, we got tons. He's already like, I already got one. I ain't competing today.
So they said Texas. What did they say? Texas 2?
I don't remember. I just heard Texas. I blacked out after they said we weren't prosecution.
I know.
I did too, because I was like, we have to be.
Cole, did they say Texas 2 or Texas 1?
I don't remember.
It's probably, is it the Texas where the guy won best prosecutor? Probably, because he was Texas.
He was South Texas.
Mm-mm.
Oh, it was Texas?
Mm-hmm. Is it a coin toss on what side we go?
No, it's defense. It has to do with the seedings, the pairings, where we were, where they were. It's an automatic flip. So it had nothing to do with us. It had to do with where they were. So.
We are going, I think it's UT. I'm not sure how the bracket ends up works, but that's what we're doing now. They're going prosecution, we're going defense, and UT School of Law is like one of the best in the country overall. I don't care that I beat Baylor, I need to beat these guys.
I know, I was wondering about y'all. I was like, oh man, you must be like chomping at the bits.
I'm just like, I was so happy that we were advancing that I didn't care, you know, because advancing is advancing. But yeah, I mean, like, it's hard. You're like fighting the feeling of like not crying. Like, that's the Super Bowl. And I got benched. And it wasn't even by choice. And it wasn't my coach. And it wasn't my teammates. That's just how the cookie crumbled. I'm proud of us no matter what, but it's hard. It's hard.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always gonna have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Session, the Honorable Gloria Lopez presiding.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. My name is Augustus Talkington, along with my co-counsel, Nicholas Lowry. It is our privilege to represent the state of Lone Star today.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. My name is Jasmine Olguin. That is O-L-G-U-I-N. And I, along with my co-counsel.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. My name is Cole Davila, C-O-L-E-D-A-V-I-L-A.
We represent the defendant, Mr. Timmy Williams.
It's Sunday. All of the other regional tournaments in the country have been decided. All eyes are on Texas. Both teams are exhausted, none more than Cole, who has argued this case 5 times already. The courtroom is packed with spectators, alumni, and parents. All are leaning in. Only one of the teams in this courtroom will get an automatic bid to the national championship.
Members of the jury, today the evidence will show that the defendant owned illegal drugs. More than this, he intended to deliver those illegal drugs into this very community.
While opposing counsel is making their opening statements, while I am making mine, during all the witnesses, all of the evidence, during closing arguments, and even while you are deliberating, Timmy Williams is presumed to be innocent. It is not supposed to be easy to convict somebody because we do not want the police and the government to simply take the easy way out and grab the first person they saw that day.
The question that the defense is going to ask you is who lived in that apartment? Now, we as the state will show that the defendant lived in that apartment. Now, the defense is going to come up here, and they're going to tell you a story about how the defendant's brother and his wife and kids lived in that apartment. But ask yourself, does this story make sense?
No, you see, you're going to hear from Officer Perez that they took those 2 bags of cocaine from that nightstand, walked them downstairs, found some scales, placed them on the scales, lined up the shot, and took photographs.
One of your roles as a patrol officer is to give out traffic tickets. You don't investigate scenes that involve narcotics. You're not trained to handle narcotics. You became excited when you saw that cocaine.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm doing my job. This is what I signed up for.
You lied to the police to get out of trouble. Is
it fair? Objection, Your Honor. This has been asked and answered.
Overruled.
I'll ask the question again. You lied to the police to get out of trouble using your brother's license.
That is correct. My whole
thing. Objection, hearsay to the statements of the officers.
Sustained.
Objection, ask and answered.
Sustained.
Objection, ask and answered.
Overruled.
You know, and they're doing it. Like, they're coming out and executing, and that's all I can ask. You know, just don't sit down and sweat and, you know, pass out.
Have you ever loved your team so much that you can't even watch them in the biggest game of the season, but you keep checking the score anyway? Well, that's Jason Goss. He's pacing up and down the hallway. He quietly slips into the back of the courtroom, gets anxious, comes back out, sits down, stands up, starts pacing again.
I saw Jasmine's cross. I thought it was great. She did a really good job. Stayed really cool, which is important. If Cole held his own in opening, then, you know, the closing, you know, if it's close, the closing will decide it.
May it please the court, counsel, members of the jury. Timmy Williams was found with 2.5 grams of cocaine and all of his supplies for delivering that cocaine right into this community. And instead of accepting the fact that he was caught, he lied. And as I walk through each of these elements, I will discuss what those words mean, but just remember that it simply breaks down into presence of the cocaine, possession of the cocaine, and intent to deliver the cocaine.
Objection, Your Honor. This is a misstatement of the law. It's not presence that was established this element. The element is just possession, which is actual care, custody, and control, not just presence, as opposing counsel has stated 2 times already.
Sustained. Just rephrase, counsel. Keep going.
Your Honor, if I may be heard?
Nope.
Okay.
You can either do what is right, what is easy. The state did what was easy. But members of the jury, today, we are asking you to do what is right. This failure to investigate who actually lived there, this manipulation of the evidence, that's not beyond a reasonable doubt. The state has not met their burden today. We're asking you to do what is right. And when you see this verdict form, we ask that you find Timmy Williams not guilty.
Anything further from either side?
No, Your Honor.
All right. Jury charge has been submitted to the jury. Court is in recess while they deliberate.
Sure.
If it is my last round, then it's my last round. If it's not, it's not. Either way, I have to do the best I can, right? Finish out on a high note or a strong note, or, you know, do nothing and then guarantee to be finished. But I know that my future is going to be doing this for real. So it's end of mock trial, but it's going to be the start of real trial.
It was good. It was a fun round. I learned from my mistakes yesterday. And I really did like go in here thinking this is the last round I could ever do for mock trial. Like this right here. And I knew that. I was like, I have to give it my all.
That's awesome, man.
Absolutely. Congratulations to everybody.
Yeah, that was
you guys
such
are
a
amazing.
Great experience.
You guys are amazing.
Really well.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Amazing. Amazing.
Thank you.
As most
great,
of the
great
judges
to meet
would
you.
Tell you,
great performance. Really
if
good.
If you got him aside, you're better than 90% of the lawyers that appear in the courtroom.
90% is accurate.
It's true. It's true.
We love it.
I am very encouraged about the future. Be good guardians of the Seventh Amendment because it's under attack. So be very good guardians of that.
Right.
Preserve that right to the jury in this country because people are trying to erode it. And
that's one of the
we're leaving it in your hands.
Really takes a stand on. We're worried for that.
We'll protect it.
We're leaving it in your hands.
Sir.
We have 2 people from all 14. We have Bay St. Mary's.
Yeah. Here.
We have Texas, yes?
Yeah, here.
We have South Texas College of Law, yes?
Yes.
We have Baylor, yes? Wonderful, delightful. Congratulations, you guys. You made it to the very end, and I can't tell you how thrilled I am that we are done. But I need to say, I am tremendously proud of all of you, the rounds you did, the work you did. I know you guys have worked so freaking hard to get to this moment where 2 of y'all will be going to scenic Fort Worth in April. In the round of 349 Baylor versus 346 South Texas College of Law, the score to be 346 South Texas College of Law. In the round of 176 versus 163, the winner was 176, Texas.
Absolutely. Great weekend for y'all.
Congratulations. Go up and down as well.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Go get it, man. Represent us.
Go represent, man. Go represent. That was a tough climb.
I mean, they were good. They were solid. They deserved to be there. They deserved to be in the final. They deserved to represent us in Nashville. So you would have too. Y'all are gladiators, and y'all got in there and, I mean, killed it. And at the end of the day, I mean, they just had a team that didn't make mistakes, really. You know, they were just, you know.
Yeah, but I knew we were going to. I mean, I know what happened. I think you're an idiot if you don't know what happened. So.
That they made it this far?
No, fantastic, right? I mean.
Mm-hmm. We've always said that the road to the championship goes through Baylor. And we did that.
And it was a real emotional high. And we didn't help them get ready for that next one. We didn't separate the two. I mean, because you saw some mistakes immediately that you hadn't seen all weekend, except for the first round. They were still good. They were still competitive. And it's only a couple of point difference between the ballots. But I think the emotional high of one, making the break, and then two, you know, beating the number two team in the country and a team that has dominated this region for 12 years, it was a real emotional high. And I really thought that we were, you know, that's, you know, don't count your chickens, right? And then I was watching it on the simulcast, and I realized that we just can't. God, I want her to win, and I want her to win for them.
It's hard, and it's, you know, my reaction has nothing to do with my teammates. It's just really hard. It's just like how the cookie crumbled, you know?
I don't understand how we lost to them. I need to talk to, like, Coach. Like, what happened? What went wrong?
I think that was probably my worst round of this tournament. I don't know. Kept it up for all these rounds, and then something slipped. You know, that'll be something that haunted me for a while.
You're a better swing than I could ever be.
Learned it all from you. And I'm glad to have made it back on the team with such a good captain. Ain't no one else could do it like you. I never forget that. I'll always be grateful. Always.
Stop. I'm already crying, Cole.
Yeah, but some things need to be said.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, of course. That's what friends are for.
I think that's cruel and inhumane to not feed you.
Well, you know what?
You didn't feed us when we left.
Do we have a head count? Is everyone in the van?
Yes.
Seatbelts, please.
We got six advocates. Oh. Kristen.
Seatbelts, please.
Good. Yeah. All right. Okay.
You took down the bear. You took down the king. That's awesome. That is completely awesome. And I mean, God, you cannot have been closer. just could not have been closer. I think you guys should hold your heads really high.
AJ drives the team home. It's quiet in the van. This time, there isn't the chatting, the phone calls, the joking around. For the 3Ls, the mock trial season is ending. They'll move on to finish classes, take the bar exam, get jobs. They've just gone through an amazing weekend with the highest levels of achievement, a lot of surprises, and a heartbreak at the end. But through it all, it's forged even stronger bonds between them. Almost more than anything else, the story of the St. Mary's mock trial team, it's a story of friendship.
All right, here we go. On the road again. Can't wait to get back on the road again. Come on, everybody, sing along.
Life I love is making music.
Should I sing? The show Thank goes on by Lupita Fiasco.
I'll do the background.
Nope. We're in the courthouse and Jasmine goes, "You were in choir? That's a conversation for another day." I was like,
silent savage.
Okay. You need to hear about that story.
You ever feel like you've been in a boxing match with the person who taught you how to box? It's like not. It's a lot.
It's kind of like going against a child or something where, you know, you're proud of them, but you're also trying to beat them. And I do want to be them because I think it's justice for my client.
That's next time on Class Action. Class Action is a production of iHeartRadio and Sound Argument. Created, produced, written, and edited by Kevin Huffman and Lisa Gray. Additional story production by Jennifer Swan, Kristen Cabrera, Jason Foster, and Wendy Nardi. Executive producers are Taylor Chacoin and Katrina Norvell. Sound design, editing, and mixing by Evan Tyre and Taylor Chacoin. This episode had additional field production by Kristen Cabrera and Alfredo De La Garza. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.